Why are we in this position tonight, Professor Cohen? What is Putin's end game here?
I don't know where to begin because I've just listened to two statements of the official American position, the position about where we are today and how we got here. I think they're fundamentally wrong. What we're watching today is the worst kind of history being made, the descent of a new Cold War divide between West and East in Europe, this time not in faraway Berlin, but right on Russia's borders through Ukraine. That will be instability and the prospect of war for decades to come for our kids and our grandchildren. The official version is that Putin is to blame. He did this. But it simply isn't true. This began 20 years ago when Clinton began the movement of NATO toward Russia, a movement that's continued. And even if we just go back to this November, just a few months ago when the protesters came into the streets in Ukraine, Putin said to the Europe and to Washington, why are you forcing Ukraine to choose between Russia and Europe? We're prepared with Europe to do a kind of mini Marshall Plan to bail Ukraine out. Let's do it together. And that was refused by Washington and Brussels. And that refusal led to the situation today. And one last point, the worst outcome, you asked Michael, and he didn't say, but he said what he didn't want. The worst outcome, because we hear this clamor in Washington and we hear it in Europe, is a movement in response to what Putin's done in Crimea to move NATO forces to the Polish-Ukrainian border. If we do that, Putin will certainly bring troops in from Russia itself. The troops in Crimea seem to be troops that were based at the naval base, not the troops in Russia. I'm not sure. And then you will have a real confrontation.